The first reading today is St. Paul, and speaking to Timothy, talks to him about the fact that Timothy has watched as St. Paul has been treated in difficult ways. Yet he says, but you've followed my doctrine and my conduct and my purpose and my faith, long-suffering, my love, and so on. It's in the midst of all of those struggles and difficulties that the truth is able to be revealed. In other words, St. Paul could have been lashing out in the midst of all of those things. He himself talks about the fact that he was arrogant and angry man at one time, but it was precisely all of these things that purified him, brought him meekness, and ultimately the charity. Because if you think about it, if he was going to go out and preach and he was filled with anger and arrogance, how many people do you think would have converted? The truth with anger isn't going to convert anybody. Imagine standing up and saying, Jesus is Lord, come on! Well, who's gonna follow you? You don't sound convinced of it yourself. Or at least it's not allowing itself to touch your own heart. You know the truth in your head, but it's not getting any further than that. And when you're angry that somebody else isn't accepting it, then we lash out at them. And all we do is push them further away. That's an important thing for all of us, because St. Paul said, all who want to live piously in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Not some, not only those who are called to preach the gospel, not just the missionaries, all who want to live piously in Christ. Why? Because people don't want Jesus. Even those who say they do. Yeah, sort of like an insurance policy. I want Jesus there just in case this is real. What if hell really exists and heaven really exists? I guess I want to be on the side of Jesus, so I'll give them lip service. They don't want to live piously in Christ. They want to live a pagan life but give lip service to God, because they want to fit in with everybody else. They don't want to live piously in Christ, because if they did, they're not going to fit in. And because they don't fit in, they're going to be persecuted. It's just that simple, and it's true for all of us. So if we're really going to follow the Lord, it's going to be other people who claim to be pious, who claim to be Catholic, who are going to persecute us. That's the most painful. When it's pagans who persecute us, well, we expect that. When it's people in the church who persecute us, the very ones that we would think should be supporting us, that's where it's the most painful and the most difficult. Yet that is exactly where we are going to be able to grow the most. If we want to be able to live a truly virtuous life, it's going to come through those kinds of sufferings. That's why one of the things that the church will usually look at when considering the canonization of somebody are two questions. Number one, how is this person treated by people in the church? And number two, how do they handle it? Because they know. What a tragedy to even say this. They know if someone's going to live a saintly life that the people in the hierarchy of the church are going to treat them like trash. They know that. The very people at the Vatican who are looking at whether somebody should be a saint or not will say, we know that if somebody's living a holy life, that the hierarchy is going to treat them badly. What a tragic thing. But then the other side of it, how did they handle it? How did they treat the people who treated them badly? How did they accept the bad treatment? How did they deal with it? Most people, at least initially, are going to be lashing out. They're going to be angry. They're going to be frustrated. But with time, hopefully, as we go through these things, it tempers us. We can be more humble. We can be more patient. We can be more at peace. We can be more charitable. Then when we actually have to preach the gospel or live the gospel, which is preaching it with our actions more than our words, people are going to see exactly what St. Paul talked about. That not only the doctrine that he spoke, but his conduct, his purpose, his faith, his long-suffering, his love, his patience, and so on. You can ask yourself, is that what people see in me? Is that what I'm bringing into the world? Showing the world what it is to be a follower of Christ. So that's something, again, that every one of us can consider and look at within our own self. Number one, I guess you can say, do I want to live piously in Christ? If the answer is yes, then you can ask, am I being persecuted? If the answer is no, I must not be living it very piously, because I would be if I was living it the way that the Lord wants me to. So if I'm truly following the Lord wholeheartedly, there are going to be rejections, there are going to be false accusations, there are going to be gossip, there's going to be all kinds of stuff that's going to happen. That's to be expected. And then how do we handle it? Because the Lord is going to use these things to help us to grow in virtue. So he'll deal with the other people. If they're not treating you with charity, they'll have to answer to that. But if you're not handling it with patience and charity, then you'll have to answer for that. So for all of us, it's to look at that question seriously, knowing that if we're going to answer it positively, do I really want to live my life in Christ? Then we're going to be persecuted. We need to be prepared for that. We need to be able to accept it. We need to be able to use it as the means to become saints, as the means to be able to be the example through our conduct, through our patience, through our long-suffering, being able to preach the gospel with gentleness and with charity, even in the midst of the suffering. That's what St. Paul had to learn. That's what he's teaching Timothy. That's what he's teaching us. Nothing has changed. Oh, sure, the names and the places maybe, but the reality of human nature hasn't changed. And consequently, these are the same things as they happened 2,000 years ago will happen today. So I can only beg you to please choose to live your life piously in Christ, as St. Paul asks us to do, and know what that's going to mean. But understand that when the struggles and persecutions come, understand why God is allowing it. It's to help you to grow in virtue. It's to help you to become a saint.